This is Weekend Edition Sunday on Public Radio, WVTF. The first Sunday of every month is a joyous occasion around your public radio station because our veggie chef drops by to share another original recipe with us. And Andrea, you're very good about responding to the times. Last month we had the, everybody had zucchini just everywhere, and you gave us some good ideas on what to do with that. And now, I guess, is the season for eggplant as well.
Absolutely.
So we're going to do something with eggplant, eh?
We are. And the zucchini is still about. So if anybody wants to know what to do with it, they can look at the last segment. And now, at least at my house, we've got a lot of eggplant thanks to my in-law's garden. It's prolific. And just as with the zucchini, as you mentioned, one of the options was grilling. And so that's what we're going to do with the eggplant as well. And then turning that grilled eggplant into a dip is a tasty way to go. And it uses up quite a bit of eggplant, especially when you double the recipe if you're having people over.
Okay.
And every other time I've made the eggplant dip called baba ganoush, I've roasted the eggplant in the oven. Recently, I started grilling it instead. As I've seen other versions of the recipe, that's what they do. And it seems as though, well, and this makes sense, that this imparts a smokier, earthier flavor. Plus, there's the bonus of not heating up your oven in the middle of the summertime.
Right.
And you have some there if you want to try it.
Yeah, I'll dip right, jump right in here. Okay, it smells delicious.
Oh, thank you. Also, I should mention that the traditional baba ganoush does not have beans. I add beans to mine to make it heartier. However, there are many variations I've seen, including some people add smoked paprika, parsley, or cilantro, and even my own version that I came up with a few years ago that adds an entire head of roasted garlic.
Wow.
Which is not as garlicky as you would think, because roasted garlic is very mellow.
Now, what is the predominant taste here? I do taste garlic.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, and that one was made 2 days ago, so of course, as it sits and all the flavors blend together, the tastes get a little stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Which is,
it's very good.
Well, thank you.
Wonderful.
So today's version is just another interpretation of this classic Mediterranean dip. Feel free to make your own adjustments to make it yours. But no need to write any of this down. We'll have the recipe on WVTF.org and our Facebook page. So to make the beanie baba ganoush, you will need the aforementioned eggplant, cannellini beans, garlic, lemon juice, tahini, olive oil, a little ground cumin, and just some sea salt and freshly ground black pepper to taste. And as I mentioned, this eggplant is grilled, so you'll just simply poke several holes in an uncut eggplant and place it on the grill. Turn the eggplant occasionally and remove it from the heat when the skin is crispy and charred. That's all you have to do to the eggplant. And once it is cool enough to handle, you'll discard the skin and add the eggplant to all the other ingredients in the food processor and blend well. That's all. Mm-hmm. It's just so very easy.
Well, that does sound like even I could do it.
You definitely could. Definitely.
Wow. Well, thank you for the sample. That's really good. Good motivation for me to try something on my own.
I brought you some eggplant. Maybe you can do it.
All right.
And just a little note, I served this baba ganoush at a pita party recently at a lunch. And I put out pita and wraps along with the baba ganoush, some hummus, tomatoes, cucumbers, olives, onions, peppers, pickled veggies. That way, the guests can customize a pita to their taste. And this is a healthy, delicious, but easy option for the host. I also put out a large salad to round out the meal, and there you are.
Right.
Easy, entertaining. So if anybody has any questions for me regarding this or any of my other recipes, you can send an email to wvtfveggie@gmail.com. And thanks.